We talk a lot about the zone and the homeless problem. Certainly that part of downtown Phoenix. We also talk about the people. These are folks who are lost right now. And do they have anywhere to go? I don't know. But when we went down there and we took a look around, it's a sad place to be. People talking to themselves, doing drugs. And, you know, then you take a look around, you're like, wow, there's some businesses down here. Well, who the heck wants to come down here and go anywhere near the zone? Because it's honestly the crime that we saw like 20 crimes in like 5 minutes.
Sadness.
Yes.
Of what is going on down there. The smells. Yeah. All of it. And who wants to go through that?
Yeah. So there were business owners in downtown Phoenix that sued the city of Phoenix. And yesterday we saw that the Maricopa County Superior Court has sided with the business owners. And they've given the city until November 4th. They said to abate the nuisance it presently maintains in the area known as the zone. All right. So he sued the city. His name is Joe Falacci. He's been on with us before. Old Station Subs. We've been down there for
delicious.
Lunch. And Joe joins us here on the show. Joe, how are you today, my friend?
Well, it's nice to see the little guys win once in a while.
Amen.
I think that Chad and I were saying the same thing. It was great to see you win because you've talked about, you know, what it's like to own a business near the zone. Just take everybody through it real quick, and then we'll move on to the Superior Court thing. But it's tough.
It's what you guys were talking about. Exactly. You know, the crime, the defecation, the urination, the drugs, the prostitution, the muscle, you know, the vulnerable being abused. It's sad. You know, it's sad. But, you know, guys, it's been 4 years. November 4th, it's been 4 years that we've been going through this.
Wow.
You know, Joe, they started to, quote unquote, kind of clean it up block by block. I went down there a couple times. It feels like they're just shifting it from one area to another. Do you think that they will get this done, or is this just more lip service and they'll file more appeals?
Guys, I have no idea. They have cleaned it up a little bit. There's some streets that are a lot better. My street is better, but there's still a tremendous amount of people down here. They're still walking around. They're still talking to themselves. They're still fighting with themselves. They're still, going to the quarters, peeing and pooping. Yeah.
Joe Falacci's our guest, Old Station Subs. He's one of the folks that owns a business down near the zone, sued the city of Phoenix and won, and now the city has been ordered to clean up that encampment quicker than ever. So this all started 4 years ago for you. How do you feel about finally winning? You said the little guy won. How does it feel today?
Well, after, you know, talking to you guys, it makes me feel a little bit better, you know, just talking to somebody and saying, hey, Joe, you won. But, you know, guys, it's still hard. There's still a long road to go, you know. I don't know. It's been so depressing and so just such a mental stress on all our neighbors, you know. It's been hard. It's been hard to have a good attitude. It's been hard to come to work. And I think I've told you this, guys. You know, it's sad for the homeless people. It's sad that the city made us go through this for 4 years because we went to so many meetings and we tried to get help. And this just never happened. You know? And it costs hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars and the city lost.
You know,
who pays for that? All of us.
I mean, that's true. You know, you talk about the city losing. The reality is the city set this thing up by all accounts to just, hey, we're just going to put this here and we're just going to ignore it. It was them that did this.
That's what the judge said.
And that's what the judge said. And it is, you know, I don't think anybody should be surprised. And I'm wondering, you know, is the city really going to come forward and take a hold of this? Because I feel like, again, I've been down there. The days I were down there with Pablo, our producer, Joe, they were still dropping people off. And
were they really?
Yeah. And it's sad.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, again, I was talking to this little girl that works for the Republic. She does some write-up for the homeless, you know what I mean, I guess. You know, and I was telling her, you know, it's a scam.
Yeah.
It's a scam. They the shelter let these people sleep on their property, and all of a sudden, boom, 2-3 months later, bombarded with people, you know, and they did that to get sympathy for, you know, the for the homeless, and they got, you know, and they get donations, you know what I mean? And, you know, not in my neighborhood. So all these people are coming down and saying, yeah, let it happen over here. You know me, I don't want it in Paradise Valley. I don't want it in North Phoenix. I don't want it in Scottsdale. But what happened was they let it go for so long, it's everywhere now.
Yeah.
And now people are fighting back. That's the difference.
Joe Fallaci owns the old station Subs in downtown Phoenix near the Zone. So, Joe, how long you been running that sub place?
Probably older than you've been alive.
Okay. All right.
He's really old now, Joe.
No. Joe, what year did it start? Did you start noticing, this is a problem?
In November, 4 years ago, I all of a sudden saw all these tents starting to go up.
Right.
And I'm going, wow, it's not Thanksgiving yet, Christmas, because for a couple of years they started to do this thing at Thanksgiving and Christmas. The tents would go up there. And I guess the transients knew this or something. I don't know. It was weird. Okay. And all of a sudden you got all these churches coming down and all these people giving them gifts, money, you know what I mean? So they're having a great time during the holidays. And boom, after the holidays, cops would come down and clean it up. So it was kind of like, again, a scam. Oh, you can't do anything bad for these people. It's Thanksgiving. It's Christmas. You know what I mean? They're on the streets. So, guys, I don't know. I'm very jaded. I'm sorry.
Hey, no. You know what? You have every right to be. It leads me into my next question, because if you've said it's been 4 years that it's been this bad, how much money do you think you've lost? And why don't you sue the city of Phoenix for reimbursement?
Well, I'm 70. I want to retire. I don't want to lose the case. But, you know, again, I don't know how to sue them. I don't know, because, you know, there has been so much weird things happening to our country for the last 4 or 5 years. You know, there was a building across the street that they tore down. You know, they were supposed to build there, but again, then the pandemic hit, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I really don't know how much money I've lost. I know I have lost money, but how much, I couldn't put a number on it. You know, there's just been a lot of weird things happening in this area for the last 3 or 4 years, you know, pandemic, then, you know, the street people. So I don't know. And a lot of things, in some ways, it was good for me for a while, because I got so much press. You know, they put me in the New York Times, Sunday New York Times, front page.
Yeah, they did.
Hey, Joe, how much did that play into a lot of what I think started to happen? Because that's how everybody really kind of got to know you. That New York Times article really set things in motion.
It did. I mean, a lot of people came up to me, even a lot of the neighbors came in and said, Joe, that was amazing. New York Times. Wow, wow, wow. And I'm going, yeah, it is amazing. But again, you know, 15 minutes of fame. You know, you guys are the only guys that really have talked to me in several months, you know. And, you know, that's okay. You know, I want to run my business. But, you know, it's not in the limelight anymore. I don't know if you've noticed it. But, you know, it was on TV and stuff like that. But there really wasn't that much talk about it, that much chatter, in my opinion. I thought some people would be down here trying to harass me and stuff. But, I think everybody's done with it, you know. They understand that, you know, this neighborhood has been decimated by this.
Yeah.
I mean,
and hopefully, you know, it could get cleaned up. And, you know, you could get your best business back on track. And then, you know, as we talked about the last time, you could sell it. Because selling it right now with the Zone there, you're not going to get the money that you want.
No.
I mean, a lot of people have looked at it. They thought it was a cute place. You know, it's a little gold mine. A lot of potential. You know, they're going to do the light rail down here. They're going to be building a hotel, supposedly. They're supposed to be in high rises. You know, the usual stuff. It's downtown Phoenix. You know, it's coming this way. Once the light rail goes in, you know, light rail creates all the action, you know, so we'll see. But I still say they should build the hockey stadium down here. They were supposed to build the football stadium here 37 years ago, and that fell apart with the Bidwells. You know, the city had a falling out with the Bidwells. They went to Tempe, and then After Tempe, of course, Glendale took him in. Yep. Could you imagine the football stadium down here?
Be interesting.
I mean, it would have been amazing.
Yep. Well,
it would
have been better than what you got now. They was either going to put football there, but instead they're like, let's put the homeless there.
Oh, gosh. Hey, Joe, we're coming down for some sandwiches soon to see you and your lovely wife again.
Okay, but you can't hug my wife this time.
Hey, your wife hugged me. What can I say?
Oh, you're right. I forgot.
I'm a beefcake, man. I mean, what can I tell you?
He's having a midlife crisis, Joe.
I am. All right.
I know.
Hey, Joe, we love you. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, buddy. Thanks, guys.